أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يأتل أولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. Beginning with ayat number 22, we had discussed over the past few weeks perhaps the scandal with regards to our mother Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, amongst those people that had spread the scandal was a very sincere sahabi of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He hadn't initiated it, but he spoke about it to others, was Hazrat Mistah, who was a family member of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to financially look after Mistah, in that he used to give him a monthly allowance. And now the scandal that he had spread, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite being a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was also insan, he was also human. And these are the lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us with regards to the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that despite the fact they were humans, they were the greatest of humans after the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. On the one hand, it is the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about whom the scandal was being spread, and not something that was very easy or light on the heart, but something that was very difficult to digest, that she had, wa na'udhu billah, committed zina. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed these verses which spoke about the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Siddiq Akbar Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu took a qasam, he made an oath that he will not support or maintain Hazrat Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu anymore because of his doings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah number 22 of Surah An-Nur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولِي الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ. And let not the possessor of grace and wealth from amongst you take a qasam, take an oath, أَيُّؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that he will not grant, he will not give the close family members, والمساكين, the poor, والمهاجرين في سبيل الله, and those who made hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah had to be revealed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, obviously, what goes through his heart. The second part of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a very great promise. وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَصْفَحُ. On the one hand, let him forgive and overlook. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you? Here on the other hand, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears this ayah, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, بَلَا يَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا نُحِبُّ. O Allah, certainly we love that you forgive us, and we love your forgiveness even more. And in one narration, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu doubles that grant or that maintenance that he had given to Hazrat Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now this ayah speaks volumes in itself, that there was no sharia compulsion upon Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to maintain a close family relative like Hazrat Mistah. It was not his own children. It was not compelling upon Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Whatever he was doing was voluntarily. And hence, according to the Shariat in itself, if somebody is giving somebody any voluntary sadaqah or charity, and one stops, the Shariat will not compel that person to continue. But looking at the great status of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the promise of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu obviously shows his love for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu does not only continue paying the maintenance, but he doubles it. Another very important aspect of the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks very glowingly about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers and Allah speaks about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Ulul Fadl, a person of grace. And this in itself speaks volumes about the status and position of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he's a person of grace, he's a person of fadl and virtue, then there is no one that can deny the status of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu at all. Secondly, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's response to the ayat also speaks volumes that he desired the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises us the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, yet that eagerness is not found within us. But look at the eagerness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the very important lesson that we learn from this ayat is that sometimes we are humans, we are overcome with emotions, we are overcome with feelings, and hence because of that we may stop a good deed. But no sooner are we reminded about the virtue of Allah, the thawab and the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in itself should motivate us, our iman should motivate us to continue those good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us another very important lesson in this entire incident that had taken place, that besides the fact that there was an allegation on his own daughter, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's eyes, his gaze, his heart was directed to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded positively to this ayah of the Quran Kareem and to the call of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.